This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we looked at titles and descriptions referring to Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. Let's now look at chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. It points out that Jesus loves us. The word loved expresses a continuous action in the present time. The Williams translation reads, "To him who ever loves us." Christ loved us throughout past eternity. He loved us so much he came to pay the death penalty for our sins. Now he ever lives to lovingly intercede for us while he waits for his marriage feast with his bride, the church, made up of all who believe in him. Oh, the cords of love binding us to him. Cords of love that will never break, but rather grow stronger as we continue in him. In Romans 8:35-39, Paul asked, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Then he affirms, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Isn't that amazing? The greatest expression of his love is described in Revelation 1:5. He has freed us from our sins by his blood. His sacrificial death for our sins, so we could be freed from their consequences, shows us how much he loves us. Have you ever told him how much you love him for all he lovingly did for you?